John 15. And listen, only the Lord knows. And I trust the Lord always knows what He's doing, don't He?
Amen.
And I believe, I really do believe that. I believe we can rest in the Lord. And we don't have to put nothing together as men. We can just trust Christ. That God knows what He's doing. I trust that He does. I was thinking about what Brother Creston said. praise is comely among the upright. Thank God I've been upright ever since He resurrected me. Thank God. And so if you're saved by the grace of God, you ought to be upright. Thank God. And so let's look at this text of Scripture. You pray, really need to help the Lord breathe some fresh life into an old text. Probably around this place there ain't many maybe verses that get made mention more than a verse in this text. And I really pray that the Holy Ghost will help us tonight say just exactly what God have us say. Bible says, John 15, let me just remind everybody, the Lord is getting ready to go to the cross. Whenever He writes John chapter number 15, He is sitting down with His disciples. They're in the upper room. They have taken the Passover. And God has started His little discourse among His disciples, if you will, back in John 14 when He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Thank God. That's a pretty good start to any conversation that come from the Lord Jesus Christ. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And I'm going to have to read a few verses here since I'm there. He said, "Thank God, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so," He said, "I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 15, He said this. He said, "I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, and it might bring forth more fruit." He said, now notice this text, verse 3. He said, "Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." He said, "If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, is withered, and men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burnt." I'm going to read one more verse, John chapter 16. Again, we're in this thing. This is the last word before they take off. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." I want you to bear in mind what He says as He finishes this discourse. He said, "All these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation." He said, "But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you tonight. Thank you, Lord, so much for this blessed night. God, I sure thank you for the good singing. I thank you, Lord, for what I can feel in my heart. God, I'm sure glad. God, I'm glad that it's real. I'm glad, Lord, they get to singing about it's under the blood. God, I'm glad that my mind can go back and God be mindful of what it was before. But thanks be unto God now. Lord, what a blessed place it is to be under the blood of Christ. Father, I pray for a few minutes of time tonight that God, you'd help us to preach with unction and with power. God, we need that touch that no man can preach without. Father, help us, Lord God, to say nothing that would damage your sheep, but only those things that would exhort them. And God, if there's somebody here that does not know you, Father, I pray that tonight would be that night. God, they'd call on the lovely name of Christ before it's everlasting too late. Lord, we sure love you. We thank you for everything you've done. In Christ's name, for His sake, I pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to say this to you, friend. I'm afraid that there's been a lot of verses in our Bible, a lot of texts that have been hijacked out of context. And as they are taken out of context, they seem to mean one thing. I've had a lot of folks that have looked down and they've quoted verse number 6. And they said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and he is withered. And men gather them, and they cast them into the fire, and if they are burned. And the folks would point to that verse, and they'd say, this is the verse that shows that you can lose your salvation. But friend, listen, you can say a lot of things with a verse out of context. But when you put verses in context with what the Lord said, it makes all the difference in the world. And so listen, I already read to you this entire thing. He didn't write to them that they would be troubled, but he said, these things have I written unto you that you might have peace, thank God. And now listen, God's not lost his mind, amen. He's not confused about what he said. He wrote these things we'd have peace. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 17, he begins to pray. Let's see if this sounds like folks that lose their salvation at chapter 17. Would you agree with me? He's probably not forgot what he said. I thank God between the upper room and being over on Golgotha. At John 17, he says this. He says these blessed words in verse number 9. I thank God, he said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. He said, for they are thine. And the Bible said, thank God, at that next verse, all mine are thine, all thine are mine. He said, I'm glorified in them, and now I am no more in the world. He said, but these are in the world. And he said, I come to thee, Holy Father. And watch what he said next. And what a blessed word. He said, keep through thine own name of those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. He said, while I was in the world, he said, I kept them in thy name. He said, those thou gavest me have I kept. He said, and none of them. And now look up here, how many's none? Amen. And that'll help you, thank God. He said, none of them's lost. He said, notice this next part. He said, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. I want to say this to you tonight. There's a lot of folks that take John chapter 15 and they'd say, well, if you ain't doing this or you ain't doing that, thank God you're no longer in the vine. But if God help me tonight, I'd like to preach on this thought. If you're a branch, your only responsibility is just to hang in there. Amen. Thank God, just hang in there. Thank God, I didn't say hang on. I said hang in. Amen. I'm not hanging on, thank God. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching right there a little while. I'm glad, thank God, tonight that my salvation is not dependent on how I can hang on. Thank God, listen, I don't have to hang on. I'm a hanging in. Amen. And you say, preacher, what's the difference? I don't have not one son in my house that's hanging on. I had to figure out if they get to be a son for the rest of their life. And they're already in. Amen. And they just got to hang in to have fellowship. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that as the good branches attached to the vine, thank God, just hang in there, friend. Thank God, listen, all of the weight is off of you. All you got to do is just hang on. Hang in to the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. Let me give you a few things tonight. I start thinking about this. Listen, I want to say this, and it'll help you tonight probably. Hey, you understand that when it comes to the fields, there's laboring. And when it comes to the fields, there's work. But whenever it comes to fruit bearing, all we do is welcome the fruit. I say this, listen, I want you to understand where I'm coming from tonight. You can't wield not one grape in your life. Thank God, listen, if that vine's a hanging there, that old branch, it cannot wield not one grape to pop up. As a matter of fact, it can't even work one up. The only thing that branch has to do is just make sure, thank God, that fellowship between it and the vine is good. And when that fellowship is good between the branch and the vine, you can't help but bear fruit. Amen. And now thank God, listen, this will help you tonight. If the Holy Ghost will put it in your heart, it'll be a happy day in your life. And when you just realize, thank God, that the only thing required and the only thing you need to do in order to bear forth fruit is simply abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. And just abide. Amen. And
not just have fellowship. And if you get sweet fellowship, you can't help but bring forth fruit. Amen. I want you to listen. I'm going to give you 3 or 4 things tonight, and I'm going to be done. I'd say, first of all, that he calls their attention to. And notice his passion. He said, I am the true vine. And the first thing I'd say is there is a root. Amen. And now listen, I want you, however you want to slice it, and you say, preacher, he said that he's the vine. And thank God, where do you think the vine came from? It came from the root. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 11, verse 10. He said, there is a root of Jesse. And Isaiah 53, 2, and the Bible said that root is going to come out of dry ground. And for your whole Bible, that root was underneath the ground. And couldn't nobody see it. And nobody had known where it was. But one day in a little town of Bethlehem, and thank God, thank God. And we can still celebrate Christmas tonight, can't we? It's still good tonight, ain't it? All of a sudden there came forth a root. And thank God that root came springing up. And that root turned into a vine. And they buried it back in the ground. And then all of a sudden our tree, it got inverted, amen. And now the root's not under the ground. And thank God now the root's in heaven. And this whole thing's an inverted tree. And the root's in heaven. And the branches are down here. And the fruit's going upward, amen. I can't explain all that. I'm just saying simply, and thank God we are attached to the root, amen. And now here's the good news. Let me just give you a few things about that root. Man, I feel like preaching a little while tonight. And now you just have to bear with me. Maybe I won't, but I will try 20 minutes of it, amen. And if those 20 is good, I'm going to take 20 more. Thank God. I'm saying this to you tonight. A friend in the house of God where we're standing at. And the one good thing about that root is it is sufficient. Amen. And God, to thinking about this. And the same root that's the root of Jesse. And the same root of David. And the same root of Abraham. And the same root of Jeremiah. And the same root of Paul. And the same root of Peter. And the same root of Polycarp. And the same root of Kevin. Amen. And you say, how's that work? And the Apostle Paul said it like this. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's the power of God unto salvation, and to the Jew first and also to the Greek. In other words, thank God, if you're in the vine, friend, you're in the same vine that's always been. Amen. There's only one vine. There's not more than one vine. There's not more than one source. There's only one place, thank God, that you can get hooked into. And boy, it's a good name, man. I thought about the sufficiency of it. I thought about the strength of it. And listen, you know, the tree's only as good. Y'all remember Brother Tony Mangum? I got thinking about this week. Hey, you remember about Tony Mangum preaching about that Mosa bamboo tree? Hey, y'all remember about that? Thank God. He's preaching about that old Mosa bamboo tree. And he said for 7 or 5 years or whatever it was, that you had to water it and fertilize it every day. And it said the whole time nothing was happening above ground. He said, but thank God when it started sprouting up, it started growing somewhere between 5 and 10 feet a day or whatever that was, up to 300 feet. Hey, you know what's happening with that root, thank God. Hey, listen, look at me. Look up here, good friend. I'm talking about that root that we're hooked into. It's not going anywhere, amen. It's mighty strong. And you say, preacher, how strong is it? It's strong enough to endure the wickedness of the world and never give in one time. Have that root of Jesse, thank God, and went into the desert being led by the Spirit and was tempted of the devil in all points like as we are. Hey, thank God, through the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And after 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil realized, thank God, you can't get one over on Christ. Amen. And everywhere that you and I fail, and they sing that song, he has. I'm glad everywhere I've ever failed, he passed, he passed, he passed. Every one of those places, thank God, and they're all places we failed. Have failed in our lust of our eyes, and we failed in the pride of life, and we failed in the lust of the flesh. But thanks be unto God. Here come our second Adam, amen. And where the first Adam failed, and the second Adam went through the wickedness of the world. world and he came out past it. He's strong enough to endure that. He's strong enough to endure the wickedness of the world. He's strong enough to endure the weight of our sin. Oh, listen, all of our sin together and plotted out on that old root. I thank God every bit of it, Brother Dustin, and laid on his shoulders. And he didn't look here, friend. I was talking with a fellow the other day. He said, Brother Kevin, he said, old Simeon had to help Christ and bear that cross. And don't you never get this thing twisted up, neighbor. He let Simeon help him. Amen. You make no mistake about it. They could have put 10,000 crosses on him. Thank God if the Lord wanted to. I'm talking about, friend, look here. The God of all heaven, he could have bore his own. And make no mistake about it. And on the cross of Calvary, he who knew no sin became sin. Thank God that we might be made the righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. And the righteousness of God in him. And thank God, having not my own righteousness, which is of the law, thank God. But I have a root that I'm just hooked into. If there's any righteousness at all, it's because we're in him and he's in us. Amen. Oh, yes. I thought about how that, thank God, my root, he endured the wickedness of sin. He endured the weight of sin and the wickedness of the world. But thank God he also was strong enough to endure what you and I never could. Brother Creston, he endured the wrath of an almighty God. Oh, listen, he's the only one that the wrath of God could be poured out on without measure. Thank God that he endured it. I always liked how Brother Mitchell said it. Brother Savage, when he used to say, only eternal God could suffer eternal hell in 3 hours on the cross. Man, I like that. And I don't know all of that. I don't understand it all. But what I do understand is this. And when he drank that cup, Miss Sandy, he drank the cup of the wrath of God for every last sinner that was ever born on this thing. I say, hallelujah. He's a mighty strong root. Amen. I mean, thank God for it. I'm praising his holy name. That's why I'm not even looking for another. And there's no other religion. And there's no other way for it. And Jesus already established it. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. And thanks be unto God. Us in Christ, and Christ in us. And that's where we rest at. Amen. Oh, yes, friend, I'm telling you. Thank God I thought about it. I can't preach all this. I'm going to wear out pretty quick here. I can tell that. But I want to say this. You know, I get thinking about that old tree. I get thinking about the sap of that root. Amen. Oh, yeah. Boy, listen, I got to reading about some of this stuff. I got too much information. Brother Dustin teaches me all the time. He tells me this all the time. I don't know what he's trying to say. He said, Brother Kevin, we don't have to give them a whole field of wheat. Just bake them a loaf of bread. Amen. And so I'm going to try to bake a loaf of bread. But if you walk out of here tonight with no bread, I'll try to give you a pocket full of wheat. All right. Thank God. Listen, friend. I'm saying this. That old sap come up there. That sap's got a few things it's got to do. The first thing that sap does, that sap takes all the nourishment. It's the provision. Thank God it don't come from the branches. Inward, praise God. It comes from the root and it flows outward. You know why that's so the happiest of your life? That's when you're just resting in Christ and you're letting Christ work through you. Boy, it's a mighty miserable life. It's a mighty rough existence. And when you're trying to work this thing up and you're trying to muscle this thing out. But man alive, hallelujah, when you just rested in Christ and when you realize he never did intend for you to be the one to provide nourishment. He intended to take care of you and your whole God-given life, amen. He intended, thank God, to take care of you from the cradle to the grave. And the Bible says, even if he needed something, he wouldn't ask you, amen. He's never needed anything. We're the needy ones, amen. And I thank God for it. I'm glad that David wrote those words. He said, I am poor and needy. He said, yet the Lord, he thinks on me. That's why, honey, David said, I lift my eyes to the hills, and from whence cometh my help. And my help cometh from the Lord, and which made the heaven and the earth. I'm just in him. Amen. And so listen, friend. I thought about that sap that provides provision. I thought about that sap that provides protection. It said this about it. It said, if there's an enemy trying to come up, and that tree knows about it. It said, that sap will start leaking out. And that sap's what protects them. I thought, thank God, thank God. And not only am I provided for on the inside, but I'm protected on the outside and by the same good sap. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, what's that sap? And well, the last thing I'd say, listen, I mean no disrespect to the Holy Ghost. I believe he's as much God as Jesus and the Father. But man, what a beautiful picture of what flows from God to us and what goes from us to God. Amen. And the sweet Holy Ghost to God. Hey, listen, friend. Y'all understand tonight. Look up here at me. You understand tonight that if it was the devil's allowance and God had permitted him, we'd all be in rough shape right now. I mean, listen, I believe that's right. And the Bible says a thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and to destroy. Hey, you remember what he said over there in the Bible in the book of Job, where the word of God teaches us that he desired to have Job, but he found out there was a hedge about it. I thank God it's better than that now. I don't have a hedge about me. I've got him about me. Amen. And that's even better, thank God, than anything Job ever had in the Old Testament. Amen. And so we're wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, that's a good place to be. And so let whatever come, come. And thank God we're doing good. Amen. And if tomorrow it falls apart, we're still all right. Amen. Oh, yes. I mean, thank God there's the provisions that come up. There's the protection. But then there's the patchwork. You know that old tree, it gets a wound in it. Guess what it is that heals that wound up? Thank God that tree says, that old hurt place right there, it needs some more sap. And you ever been sitting in the house of God? Now listen, I'm talking about you had some wounds and nobody else knew nothing about them. And the sweet Holy Ghost of God came passing by your way. And when he got to where you was at, he just started loading you up. He said, I can see your cut right here. I can see there's a hurt place right here. And let me just do a little something special. And you said, preacher, it ain't always like that. Rodney, it don't always need to be like that. I thank God I ain't always wounded. I ain't always cut. I'm not always laid bare. Amen. But I'm sure glad when I come in the house of God, and I am. I've always found Christ to be faithful. And to come right to where I'm at. That man alive, that time would fail me tonight and to tell you of how many times in my life that God sent me a card, that God sent me a song, that God sent me a scripture, that God sent me a text. I couldn't even begin to tell you. Hey, brother, listen, I'm sure I've said this to you before, but I'm telling it again, that makes no difference to me. Thank God, whenever I was in Birmingham, I remember getting a little card in the mail one day. Man, I was really struck. Hey, Brother Donnie Williams, I got a card in the mail from somebody who I don't even know how they knew how to find me. And it said, casting all your cares on him, for he careth for you. And listen, Katie, I took that little card, I put it down in my Bible. That man, I wept like a baby. I got to thanking God. God, listen, you may not believe his, but when I went to Birmingham, I thought that was as probably as God forsaken a place I'd ever been. I didn't even know if God visited Alabama, if I'm honest with you. But I found out he does, thank God. I'm sitting there and I get that card. And then here we are all these years later. I got to go through a McDonald's. I got to go through a McDonald's drive-thru, Brother Crabtree. I'm sure you remember the story. I got to go through a McDonald's drive-thru. And sitting at the other end of that, there was this lady. And you could tell that drugs had taken, and Brother Jordan, a mighty hard toll on her body. And thank God, listen, as I looked at the preacher, I said, hey, I didn't even hardly recognize her. And as she got to talking to me, I said, hold on, hold on, hold on. I said, it looks like you could use this. I read in that Bible. I pulled out that card she had sent to me 10 years earlier. I laid that thing in her hand. I said, it helped me. I believe it will probably help you. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. God's got a way. If you'll cast your bread on the waters, thank God in many days you'll find it. Amen. You say, preach, I don't understand that. I tried to explain it to you right then. Amen. You just cast it out there. And then there'll be a day, thank God. And when you're in the place you're in, God will make sure you get just what you need. Amen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Thank God. So I find the text. I thank God for the sap. Amen. I thank God for the sap. We see the root, but then I'll say this. We also see the shoot. Amen. And that's the branches that come off of it. And so the root looks pretty good. But I want to say this about the shoot. In John chapter number 15, you understand the whole context. And the reason that he's saying what he's saying, Brother Savage. And the reason that he's saying that there's some places that they're not in me, Jess. He's talking about one person in particular. He's talking about that old Judas Iscariot. And to thank God that he says after he leaves the room, verse 3, he says, now ye are clean and through the word which I've spoken unto you. And thank God up until then, and there was 11 true and there was one false. And they was all of them. They were all interested in activity. But only 11 of them was attached to the vine. Amen. And now listen to me, friend. I want to say this. You can do all the good works. You can even do them better than I can. Hey, you can preach better than me. You can sing better than me. Hey, you can testify better than me. Hey, you can witness better than I can. Hey, you can probably be a better neighbor. Hey, be a better husband. Hey, be a better dad. How about that will not change the fact that I'm attached to him. Amen. I'm not going because I'm good. I'm going because I'm in Christ. And Christ is in me. Amen. Thank God. And despite however many things Judas is carrying, and despite how active he was, he was never in Christ. Amen. Oh, yes, listen. Hey, a lot of folks, activity won't get you to heaven. Amen. Thank God you can love the things of God. You can love the people of God. You can shout it louder than anybody else. And at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is, are you in Christ? Amen. And that's it. And that's it. And to thank God. And then when I get to come to the house of God, I get a rest in the fact that I am resting in Christ. And let me say this. You say, preacher, what was you before? I was a dead, dry branch. Amen. And Ricky, Romans 11 would say it like this. And that I was a wild olive branch. And thank God. Now listen, I got grafted in. Amen. Amen. Brother, brother. I didn't get tied to the tree. I got cut into the tree. Amen. And there's a difference, thank God. And now listen, you can get tied to the tree. There's a lot of folks trying to tie this thing to Christ, but they don't care nothing about it. But I'm glad, thank God. I was like that old dry root tanner in Job 14, I think it is. And then it says, man, there wasn't no hope for it. And it said, yet through the sin of water, amen. I thank God the day I got in healed, it was living water came through an old dead branch. And before all was said and done, and ye who are dead and trespasses and sins hath he quickened. That means made alive. Amen. How God took us from dead and he made us alive. Thank God. Feels pretty good to me. Amen. Thank God. Listen, here we stand today just hanging in there. That's all I'm doing. And you say, preacher, that's all I can do. That's all God needs you to do. Just hang in there. Yeah. Thank God. Just hang in. Amen. Yeah. Get that fellowship going. I thought about that. There's an awful lot of folks that are trying to figure out an awful lot of ways. But listen, at the end of this day, all you got to realize is what you was. That's an old wild olive branch. I thank God, but look here. You couldn't produce. Now listen, don't get too happy or nothing like that. I wouldn't advise you for sure, all right? But back home, what I used to have is I had this old red Japanese maple. and right in the middle of that thing, Chase, they'd cut that red Japanese maple and they'd put it on the root of a green Japanese maple. And I got to reading about why it is. It said the root of that green Japanese maple was hardier and it was a little stronger. But people liked the way that red Japanese looked and just a little better. And so I took that old red Japanese maple and I put it on that green Japanese maple. And to thank God, the root was strong. And it looked like the red Japanese was what was doing it. But it was not. Amen. It was not the red one. It was the green one doing all the work. Amen. But man, it made that red one look good. I'm telling you, thank God. And folks get up here and God gets to helping them sing. And God gets to helping them worship. It's not really them that's doing that, you understand. It's God using them. But it's because they are hooked in to the right root. Amen. That's what worship is. Worship's about us letting God just use us. It's about being yielded instruments to God, about being living sacrifices to God. And then we come to the house of God and there's no pressure. Sometimes I feel pressure to preach. Pressure. I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes I feel like there's pressure on it. Brother Savage, there's expectation. I'm trying to figure out how to say something new or how to show you something you ain't seen before. There's pressure. Tonight, I don't have no pressure. Just. Man, Brother Wayne, we can just come in and say, I ain't got to worry about outlines, inlines, alliterations, or points. I just get to say what the Lord put on my heart. Hallelujah. Now, you got to put something in there if you want God to bring something out. That's for another day. That's not got nothing to do with this message. Man, and I can come in and just rest. I walk in the door and say, God, if you want me to sing tonight, I want to sing for the glory of God. And if you want me to testify tonight, I want to testify to the glory of God. And if you want me to sit and smile tonight, I want to sit and smile to the glory of God. But what I'm really interested in is just abiding in you. Just getting around the Lord. We find there's a root and we find there's a shoot, but then we find, thank God, you get both of those two together and there will be some fruit. Y'all listen to me? Well, there's five of you still hooked up with me. I'll tell you what he said. Listen, y'all look up here at me. You understand, if you're abiding in Christ, you can't help but produce some fruit. Three levels of fruit. There's fruit, more fruit, much fruit. Right? But everybody's got some fruit. Say, preacher, I would to God I knew what the fruit was. Your lucky day. God ain't never told you nothing that he didn't explain in the scripture. Galatians 5:22 said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Get such there is no law. Is that what he said? Here in John chapter 15, he said that you'd love one another. John 15:10, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. That is love. He said, these things are written on here. He said that in me you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation. Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. That's peace. He said, I've written these things unto you that your joy might be full. Thank God. He said the same thing in John 14, 15, and 16 that Paul said in Galatians 5. Now let me ask you this. Is that fruit manifested in your life? Now if you're in Christ, now listen, we've been having a good time and I want to keep having a good time. I really do. But I feel like I'm about to shipwreck us. You can't run around talking about how you got a bad temper and then the fruit of Christ is operating in your life. Is that all right? I hear preachers say this all the time. Drives me crazy. I said, listen, I can't help my temper. Well, that ain't what God said.
faith, meekness, right. Temperance. Right. Amen. Amen. Thank God if the Holy Ghost is working in your heart, yes, He'll take that temper from up here to way down here. Holy Ghost is evident. I mean, I'm talking about when you're abiding in Christ and Christ is abiding, when you're just hanging in there, the love of Christ will come through you. Amen. The joy will be in you. The peace will rule your heart and mind. You say, preacher, listen. You say, preacher, I don't have none of that. Don't have none of it. I don't have love. I don't have joy. I don't have peace. I don't have meekness. I don't have temperance. Gentleness. Boy, that'd be a good trait for a lot of independent Baptist preachers to learn. Quit being so hateful. You don't have to be mean to everybody. I don't know why some folks feel like if you get sanctified, you got to be mean. That don't even make sense. Right? Y'all right there? Gentleness. Goodness. That's what he said it, not me. He's coming around. Listen, I got to look at this. You know what really hinders fruit from being in a believer's life? I didn't. You can go Google this if you want to. I'm not a vine keeper is a husbandman. I'm not a husbandman. But I'll tell you what I read about Nathaniel. This is what it said. Said that the first thing that a husbandman has to do whenever he's checking on the vine to make sure there's good fruit is he comes and he looks at the stalk, and he said he has to cut the suckers off of it. He said, there's always suckers that's doing everything it can to block the flow of all that stuff. Man, I didn't even want to preach that tonight, really. I read that, Tanner, and the Holy Ghost said, how many suckers you got in your life? Everybody in here, I'm not talking about those kind that you lick. I'm talking about those kind that they're attached to you. And that love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, all those things God wants you to have, they're diverting it. They're sucking the life out of you. Right. You got any of them? Man, that's good. Got any of you? You got any suckers in your life? We probably, I mean, the quieter it gets, the more I realize it's right. Look, listen to me. You got this thing wrong. Bible teaches us in this passage. This is how folks preach this all the time. They say, man, that husbandman, he's coming around. And his whole objective is to find whatever thinks it's a vine and it's not a vine, not a branch, rather, man, something that's dried up and to cast it out and to burn it. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says he's coming around so he can purge it. Now, there's going to be dead branches. Right now, this winter time, this season, Bentley, right now I can go outside and every tree there looks like it could have life. But you give it a few more weeks. Give it just a little time. Just a little time. And the things that were supposed to have life, if they don't have life before very long, we can all just rest in the fact it wasn't they had life and lost. They ain't got life. Right. They're dead.
Right.
The Bible says that husband's coming around to prune things. I read this. This hurt my heart a little bit. I'm about done preaching, I feel like. This hurt my heart a little bit, Sam. Said that husband, he'll come through and he said whenever there's a bunch of grapes, a little bunch, he'll take his pruner's Rodney and he'll go clip the whole end off of it. I thought the whole purpose was to bear fruit. This is what it said. It said he'll cut the little fruit so that the big fruit can get bigger and better. That didn't make y'all near as happy as it made me. Not only will God come around and take things off your life that's sucking the life out of you, but he'll come by and he'll get you to trade out things that are good for things that are great. Right now, listen, the Lord, I better not use those. I'll shipwreck here. Lord comes around and he says, won't you give me that? You say, Lord, I love this. I love it. Yeah. I said, all right, just What about giving that to me? Now here's the thing. We belong to Him. He's got the right. And if He comes around, He cuts some sucker out of your life, or if He asks for something that's there, you give it to God. And it's until Him, listen, I'm done preaching. My whole responsibility is to hang in. I want to say this. Now, everybody listen to me. Everybody listen. I'm done. Les is going to get a song. Donnie's going to get a song. We're going to come sing. Whatever's going to be done. I want you to listen to me for just a second. The whole purpose is the husbandman's not looking at the fruit. He's looking at the vine. As he looks at the vine, then he prunes the fruit. But it's all about the vine. Yeah. And then the branches, they're looking at the vine. The world is not looking at the vine. You know what the world's looking at? The world's looking at the fruit. Mm-hmm. And if the fruit's good, then they want to know more about the vine. Yep. That's why our responsibility is just to hang in there. Mm-hmm. Let God use your life. Man, as God works through you, people see that fruit. And then they go chasing after the vine. Say, I wonder if God will do the same thing for me that He done for them. Let's stand to our feet. I've cleared my heart. I don't know where you're at tonight.